Blog Talk Radio.
God's been good.
God's been good to me.
Up, down. Everybody say,
God's been good to me.
I want to tell you that
God's
been good. Everybody say, all of my life, come on, giant, say, all of my life, God's been good. Oh, everybody say, God, I want to tell you that God. Baptist church, they used to sing a song that said, hold to his hand. Everybody say, let me hear you say, hold. God's unchanged. Has he ever fixed it for anybody? Let me see you wave your hand. Somebody say, Jesus. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, wow.
of that song. That's the whole way. Everybody say, Zee, Zee, Shred, and forget about this song. And for, yeah, so, but I decided, but I decided to make Jesus, to make Jesus my choice. Come on, look at your neighbor, tell him the road gets rough. The road gets, and the going gets tough. And the hills, and the hard to climb. I started out, I saw a long time ago, a long time. There is no doubt left in my mind, in my, I decided I to make Jesus, to make the road is rough, oh, the, and the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb. Ooh. Oh, I started out, oh, a long time. There is no doubt in my mind.
God, we're grateful because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence. Because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified, that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now, God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, way, Lord. We can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer. And Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
God's been good.
God's been good to me.
Oh, down. Everybody say,
God's been good to me.
I want to tell you that
God's
been good.
Good.
Everybody say, all of my life. Come on, giant, say,
God's been good.
All of my life. Everybody say
God.
I want to tell you that God's been good to me. I hope y'all know it. My mind is made up, and I'm on my way. Gonna hold my going on, with the Lord. Everybody say my mind is made
up,
and I'm on.
Baptist church, they used to sing a song that said,
hold to his hand. Everybody say,
let me
hear you say, hold.
God's
unchanged.
Hold with me,
oh,
God's unchanging hand.
radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I had to kind of do a double take this morning. I had to run outside to look at some things. And we thank God today for another Wednesday morning. Hallelujah. Thank Him for life, health, and strength. He woke us up this morning, closed in our right minds. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. We have the use and activity of our limbs, our life, our health, and our strength. And we're grateful unto Him today, for there's none like Him. He's on our side today in spite of us, and He's able to see us through no matter what comes our way. He is able to bless us, to see us through, and to help us. And we're grateful, grateful unto Him. We appreciate Him. We love Him. We thank Him today. And we give Him all we can, because He is truly worthy of all that we can give Him. We can't give Him enough. We can't give Him enough. Oh, boy, I wish I had much more that I could give, that I could give to Him. And today we'll be talking about what has happened to people. In other words, what has happened to the minds of people? What happened to human beings? Humans are not like animals. We're much different. Humans realize there is a God. They realize there's a charge to keep and a God to glorify. They realize that we are much more intelligent than animals. Even trees and plants and all of this, we're much more intelligent. But today, April 14, 2021, the mind of human beings have gone. And it's a rare occasion you hear the whole word human beings. When the last time you heard that word? Because mainly they say people now. They may say humans. But human beings is what God made us. And He made us for His pleasure. And in His pleasure, He was hoping that we would receive Him. And what He taught each of us, we would teach others. He made us for His pleasure, and in pleasing Him, He thought that we would come together and have the same mind concerning Him. We would have the same heart concerning Him. We would come together on one accord unto Him. And He sent His Son, Jesus, so that He could redeem us back to Him. And, you know, Jesus prayed a prayer, and He talked to the Father, and He told Him, glorify Me so that I can glorify You. And these that You gave to Me, they will also glorify You. And they are Mine, and what's Mine is Yours, and what's Yours is Mine, in other words. And help them to do what You sent us to do. Because He didn't just send Jesus, He's sending us too. He sent us to talk of His wondrous works and to make known His deeds among the people. But many times we don't think that we have it. We don't think that we know enough. We don't think that we got enough. We got to listen to the preachers and sit back and learn more. Learning more and doing less is no good. The more we learn, the more we should do. James said faith and works go together. Now that's what he said. God inspired him to write. Faith and works go together. You can have faith, but if you don't do no work, it won't matter. you'll remain in the same spot where you are. Where I was last year, I'm not in that same place this year. I've moved on. I've grown. I've learned more of the Word of God, and I'm doing more with the Word of God that I've learned. James also said this. Don't just be a knower of the Word, but be a doer. Don't just learn the Word and have it stored in you, but do what the Word says. Obey the Word. That's what James said. So now two important things James told us. Don't just know the Word. Be a doer of the Word. And faith and work go together. He also said this. This is real important. If any man like wisdom, let him ask of God. So if you don't understand, if you don't know, ask God, who gives liberally and upbraideth not. God won't laugh at us. He won't pick at us because he know we don't know. The only way we know is he teach us. So he sent preachers because we didn't know. And how could we know? So he sent preachers so that we can know what his word says, so we can understand. He blessed preachers to understand his word, but it took something for them to understand it. They have to spend time with him. They have to spend time in the word. It's priceless. Bible study is priceless, especially a personal Bible study. It is priceless. Yeah. And so we thank God this morning. So I ask myself, I say, what has happened to the world? What has happened to human beings in the world? God blessed us. He blessed those who have come to him and those who decided not to come to him, those who decided not to believe in him. He yet blessed us all. And today it appears that there are no longer human beings in this old world. It appears that there is some other form of life, but it's not human beings. It appears that it comes from somewhere else. It looked like it could be cloned, a clone of what God made, a clone of a man or a woman or a boy or a girl, because the behavior showed no signs of being a human being. The behavior show is not what God made man for. It's not the man that God has made. When you look at it, when you look out today, and we're looking at what we call people, cold-blooded, no love, no caring, no care. It appears that humans are doing their own thing and they have time for nobody else's thing unless it brings them what they desire, money, prestige, more, a house, a car, a promotion on the job, all the things of the earth. They're still partying. And we're not just talking about the people of the world, but we're talking about those who say they're believers, they're the saints of God, they're the people of God. This is their behavior. And we'll go to church right now. But they don't take seriously the things of God, the word of God, what God has said. This is not serious with them. Many times you'll hear him say, don't judge me. The next thing you'll hear him say is this, God know my heart. When they say don't judge me, see, they don't know the scripture. They don't know the word of God. When they say God know my heart, they don't understand. He really does. He know the very intent of your heart. And he know that the intent of your heart is not for him because of your actions, because of what you're doing. See, God hear what we say, but he's looking at what we're doing. So if what we're saying and what we're doing are two different things that don't line up, God know we liars. Our lips and our heart must line up together when it comes to the things of God, when it comes to Almighty God, when it comes to Jehovah God. Lips and heart must line up together. God know we're telling the truth. He don't honor the word of man. He honor his own word because he know his word is true. Yeah. It appears no one consider or need another human being. It's all about money. Companies hire one person to do the work of three people with less pay, or the work of 10 people with less pay, one person. The people hired to do customer service do not know what customer service is. They don't know how it should be done. Medical, so-called professionals, are only treating for the dollar amount. No patience. Not patient, but no patience. To talk fully to a patient about their illness or procedure. Everything is rushed. I got to go to the next one. I got to go to the next one. I can give you this much information, but go online and look. Today you want to purchase something and you have questions. Go online, go over here and look in the Q&As. Yeah. Workers are so busy working until they cannot talk with a customer, a client, only for a certain length of time real quickly, and then they got to move to the next person. It's all about get in and get them out. Get them in and get them out, like a herd of horses or something. It's about how many have been served in the run of a day. Never the service they provided means how many people were taken care of. No, how many did we serve today? How much money did we make off of them? What did we do the most of so we can do more of that? We can sell more of that. Never did you take care of the patient. Did you take care of the customer? Did you take care of the client? None of that. Were all their answers, questions answered? And this is serious, and they mean it. But they're too busy getting them in and getting them out. The only reason surveys are taken is to try and trick the customer or client, you know, that the company care. The company don't care about you. They care about your insurance. They care about your dollars. How many of us they can get in and get out? But as far as caring about you, they could care less. And no, it is to up their game. That's what the survey is for, is to up their game where they are slacking. In other words, they need to know what's their lowest and weakest areas so they can do more to get that up. But it's not about you. It's about them. How much money? How many got in today? Get them in and get them out. That's not human behavior. Well, human being behavior. God teach love. And even without people knowing God, there was a time when people had regard for other people. Even in working, I could recommend you and they would hire you. You went to the hospital and the doctor gave you all the attention, it appeared. And where he was slacking, he sent another doctor who had more knowledge in to talk to you and to share much more. They would even at one point give you pamphlets on different things. But the more knowledgeable they become, the less they have for us, because they're taking too much time to get too much knowledge. and there's only so much time allotted. So what actually happened to human beings? We wanted too much more. We felt we needed too much more. And we put God away. We put him away. And we're going after what we want. Even the so-called church chain. I remember the time when the pastor would be at the door of the church. And as the people leaving, he's shaking hands, hugging babies, kissing babies, saying things to the congregation individually as they come out that he wasn't able to say before. At the door, he's invited over to sister and brother so-and-so in house to eat dinner. He's ever worried about a Sunday meal because someone was going to invite him to have Sunday dinner. He had a choice. We went to the preacher. He was like a doctor. We basically went to the preacher for everything, the pastor for everything. All of that went out the window, no respect. The people decided. Well, the human beings, they call themselves, I better say people, decided what they would accept and what they wouldn't accept. No matter what God said in his word, I'm going to accept this and that I won't accept. Men didn't go to the word of God when they saw things changing and happening. Many of these folks, say the human beings and pastors, had no regard for the mothers of the church, the old deacons, and they had no regard for that. They come in and they changed it and they did what they wanted to do. It's no longer the house of prayer, it's their empire, and they're building their own empire. They just happen to be using the name of God because G-O-D, the word God, sells. J-E-S-U-S, the word Jesus, sells in many places. And people began to feel like, I can pay for Jesus at this church. I don't have to give an account of my actions at this church. I just pay, and the pastor can take care of it. He found a scripture and read it, or preach from it, so-called, that fits my situation. He'll come and tell me in a certain kind of way, it's all right to fornicate. God know my heart. Don't judge me. He'll come in and teach without saying it. You don't really have to have all that faith. Go ahead and work your two or three jobs and leave your children in the hand of other folks that you don't know what's going on. And go on and work your two or three jobs. And be here for Bible study and be here for Sunday worship. Because working your two or three jobs is going to guarantee that the church get their tithes and offering. So it's no longer about what God has said. It's no longer about his will being done. It's all about the numbers. Get them in, get them out. Pass the collection plate. Let them come around. Put their money in. Let's get a contract with each individual. We need to know how much money you make. We need to know about your W-2 forms so we know how much you make for the year, so we'll know how much to expect yearly out of each individual for tithes and offerings. That way we can build a bigger business, a bigger church. Oops, did I say that? A bigger synagogue. Because the church is called the house of prayer. It's where God come up and reside with his people when they come together unto him on one accord to worship him in spirit and in truth, to give him praise, to hear the preacher that he sent so that man can hear. So now they got a business. Now they basically know how much to expect for the year. Now they can go to a contractor and say, I need you to build me a bigger building because I have this many members and this is the amount of money will come into the synagogue once a year or for the year. They change things. No longer deacons having devotion. They put the praise team there. See, the deacons used to handle devotion. The mothers of the church handled the communion because it took a special kind of hand to do communion. It took a special kind of people who was prayerful, who understood this is his body and this is his blood. They handled it in a very careful way. But today, anybody can serve communion and just take it to the aisle and everybody touch it and it was sacred. Today in many synagogues, it's not sacred. They're not houses of God. Now, they're not houses of prayer. They're synagogues. They can get enough, never enough learning to teach people so that people can bring more. Because you pay for what you get. When you provide a service, if it's a good service, you're going to be paid for it. Many make money off the service. So it's the synagogue, because nobody in the house of prayer is making money off the house of prayer or off God in that way. We chase behind books. Jesus beat them money exchangers out of the house of prayer. He beat them out of the temple, and he told them, you're turning my father's house into a den of thieves. His house shall be called the house of prayer. He whipped him out of there. He was angry. But today they will sell anything they want from the pulpit. CDs, DVDs, books, and anything else they got going on. They'll do it right there from the pulpit. My house shall be called the house of prayer. How can you do it? Do you know what the scripture said about that? Do you know why Jesus was angry about that? But they don't care. And see, people are going to preachers, are going to pastors, because they need help. But the mentality today, if you look at it, of the pastor is to be paid for their service. I've heard them say, you're a member here? What that got to do with anything? God called you to serve. But they haven't gone beyond God. See, we got to go beyond what we think we see. It's not enough for me to just pray the prayer, although it's a good prayer. It's a good prayer. But it's not just enough for me to pray, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I gotta do more than that. I got to tell God about more than that. And I got to ask him to lead and guide me daily. And that my walk will be according to his will, not according to my own. And many times people know better, but they allow these people that's calling themselves pastors and all of this stuff to change them. The ones I saw back in the day with the mega ministries were synagogues, when I looked. He didn't go there to become a part of the synagogue. He went there to teach in hopes that they would understand and make their minds up to let go of their way and accept the ways of God. But they could not do it. David, he was one who believed in the temple of God. He believed in the house of prayer. Brother George West Perry come in yesterday with this. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. This is what David said. But what has happened to the people of God, the saints of God? What happened? The believers. They have become followers like the synagogue people. That many are scribes and Sadducees and Pharisees. And the sad part about it, they don't even know. When you talk to the people of God, you're going to hear a difference. Many mornings when I come off here, Jerry will call me. And she don't call me because she want to gossip about something or anything like that. She called me to talk about the goodness of the Lord. Barbara, this and that. That and this, yeah, about the things of God. Because we're seeking him and nothing else matters. Now, some people will say this, oh, well, they old people, that's why they, like, no. I was young. I was nowhere near 40 when I come to the Lord. I was in my early 30s, around 33 or so, I want to say. Could have been 32 coming into 33. And I accepted him, he accepted me, and I learned. I gave him my heart, I gave him my will. And he sent me to places where I could grow in him. See, before I was going to places where I wanted to go, thinking I would grow in him there, but that wasn't the case. I could go to these places calling themselves the house of prayer. That wasn't the name of the place. It may have been household of faith. It may have been some other name. Sweetwater Church of Christ. It could have been the Episcopal Church of the AME, the CME, whatever it was. During those times, I thought I was going to the house of prayer. But I was in places where they was building their own empire and using the name of God. Wasn't any true love there. The love came when you gave them what they wanted. When you did what was expected of you, it was pretended as if they loved you. But when you were no longer a part of their program, it showed I don't have any love for you. And I don't have any time for you. And if you're in trouble, it's your own business. You never considered this is a single mother and she's trying to stay home and raise her own children. She have no help. This is a man who has lost his job, and he's seeking work and doing things. He's trying to take care of his family, but he don't have what he needs, but we're the church. And whatever the church bring in, it's not that it'll be meat in his house, so when someone in need come, it could be given, but it's to build the building. Is to pay the salary of the pastor. What happened? I should have said, what happened to the believer, the people of God, the saints of God? What happened? If we look back, there were no money. In my grandparents' day, they didn't have money like that. They had fruits and vegetables, cows, hogs, sheep. They had stuff like this, jobs that had been preserved. They had what they call canned tomatoes, canned peaches, canned peas and beans. And some places they had canned meat. It was in a jar. the women cooked it up and jarred it. So there were no money, but the pastor and his family had to eat. There were no money, but the pastor and his family had to have shoes and clothes. So the members of the congregation brought canned foods and hand-me-down clothes, you know, things that got too small for me, but yet they still have more wear in them. So we bring this because there was no money. But as they learned to get more money, they turned it from that into bring your money. Yeah, homesteaders, Brother Louis, thank you. Yeah, there are some doing it today. They don't have money, but they give what they have. Back during those days, if they had a revival, everybody who believed brought their families to the revival, even men. The head of the household, the father, the husband, brought the family to the revival, seeking God. But today, people don't go to church to what they're calling the house of prayer to seek God. They go to get knowledge. They go so they can know some stuff. But James said, don't be a hearer of the word. Be a doer, is what he said. Don't know it. Don't know the word. Do it. Apply it to your daily life. When we look at insurance companies today, some of them so evil, it's ridiculous. They base everybody off what someone else has done. No time, no patience. If you have dead, if you lost a limb, they may consider some things. But you can have an accident and get injured for the rest of your life, but there's no real proof to them that you're that injured. So they give you what they think is worth until you buy, but you pay every month for years and years and years. Yeah. We had a home warranty company. I'm going to give you the name of it, American Home Warranty. And I tried to get Shante to go with somebody else. Let's go with some. No, I want them. She's listening to what other people say. And I said, okay, Lord, she won't hear you. I got to let it go. Well, they had to replace some things and repair some things. And what they replaced and was repairing cost more that they were going to make off of us, or they had made off of us. So they said, you have too many claims, but you're the insurance company. So you have too many claims, so in other words, you're not beneficial to us. We're putting out more to you than you're bringing in to us, you understand? Now, if you get all of these things taken care of in the long run, because it's wear and tear, nobody tore up nothing. It's wear and tear. So once you repair all of the wear and tears or replace what needs to be replaced, the money is yet paid monthly, and now you're in a position to earn. Now you're coming out ahead. We're losing and you're winning. But they were so afraid they were going to lose and we were going to win, so they decided, well, no, we can't insure you anymore. You have too many claims. And what the claim was is this: every time you made a call to them, it was a claim. You're not calling to have anything repaired or replaced. You're calling to ask a question, and they used it as a claim because they saw where they were going to put out more money than you gave. When you go to the doctor with insurance, they use as much as possible. Something is not wrong. Something is not threatening you, but they put it in there and tell you we're doing this in advance to make sure it's not a threat to you. No signs that it's threatening you. But that's more swipe of the insurance card. That's more claim money for them. There's a thing called Medicare and Medicaid. If you have Medicaid, it's like you have no insurance today. Because many have said it takes Medicaid too long to pay. They're going to watch over what they pay. They're going to make sure that you don't overcharge them. And so because they just can't run Medicaid rampant, they choose not to take it. And if you go a place that accepts Medicaid, your treatment is different than those who have insurance that they can run rampant. I'm just telling you the truth. So what happened to human beings? One thing we're supposed to do as believers, the saints of God, the people of God, is keep up with God. He's the one can open doors. He's the one can make ways. He's the one can turn things around because the earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. But we got to seek God. God will send you to the right place. Remember when I told you I first come to him in my 30s, I had been in places where I chose to go. But once I gave my life to him, and came into him fully and let him come into me fully, this is what happened. He sent me to places where I can be taught the truth. He sent me into places where I could learn of the ministry he called me and chose me for. He sent me into places where they talked about the work that I would do that he chose me to do before I entered my mother's womb. But I had to get in him and allow him to get in me first. When he got through, I could walk out on my own. I could stand on my own 2 feet in him. I no longer needed Bishop Charles C. Woods. I no longer needed Pastor Rogers. I could stand on my own. I could stand. Look, he even showed me. I was up on a high platform with all these people in high positions, preachers, governors, all kind of people. And I couldn't stay up there. He sent me down to the floor where the people were. And when I got down to the floor, I remember like maybe the fifth pew. He stopped me there and somebody was sitting on the end of the pew. And before I spoke, he said, look up. When I looked up, there was a round glass like rose color. In the top of the building. I mean, a huge place. And I could feel the heavy spirit, the heavy presence of God. I couldn't see his face or anything, but I could see him hovering over that rose-colored glass looking down in there. And afterwards, he spoke to me and he told me, you won't stay up with them, but I'll send you down. You'll always be on the floor with the people. After that, he began to use my mouth to prophesy to the person that was sitting on the end. After that, I learned you don't have to sit in the pulpit with the rest of these people with their legs crossed on their tablets or on their phone. You sit among the congregation because, see, he was going to use me there. I can remember I went to Atlanta. Y'all remember Durance Pace, Sean Rose Pace? They got a brother named Murphy. I went to their church with the senior bishop, Charles C. Woods. when we got there, his sister Phyllis, I mean their sister Phyllis, was sitting on the front row, closer to the end of, you know, closer to the wall than the aisle. And I sat down. I didn't even know who she was, and we began to talk. And she said, "What you up to?" And I said, "Well, I'm traveling right now." You know, I said, "The Lord is using me as an evangelist." She said, "Oh, yeah." So we talked a little bit about the goodness of the Lord, and Bishop called me out because he was a friend of theirs. They were real close. And there was a woman there, and he wanted me to dance with her before the Lord because he had prophesied some things to her that had happened to me. And he called me out so that I could touch and agree with her in the dance. And I would yet get her overflow because God was getting ready to bless her. So it reminded me of that. You don't have to sit in the pulpit. The anointing I gave you will work right here on the floor among the people. Sometimes God would send me in like a secret agent. Nobody knew who I was. I would go and do the work that he called me to do and get out of there. Yeah. No name dropping, no nothing. As I'm going out the door, you can hear people say, "Who was that?" Because he would tell me to get up and say, "I'm Evangelist Barbara Mack from Songs from Jacksonville, Florida." He just told me what to say. I said it and get out, and I left. I remember on my way to church, he stopped me at another church to give the pastor a word. And the whole community on the east side changed. I remember that like it was yesterday. Because when we let God be God, when we don't forget the ways of God, stay with his ways, he changes not. He was that way yesterday. He's that way today, and he will be that way forevermore. But we got to stay with God. No need to follow man. Man have nowhere to take you but to hell. I come out of Fairbanks, Alaska. God had given me an administrator. And she set all my appointments up to go preach and this and that down in Atlantic Beach. And her family, wherever I went, they followed. Wherever I went, they were there. I had no house, no transportation, no money. I was yet blessed now. I was yet blessed. But each one of these people were getting, they had a house, they got homes, they got brand new cars, SUVs, all of this stuff. And I said, "Lord, look at this." He said, "They're following you." He never said, "One day I'm going to give you more." He never said that. I just had a desire to keep doing his will. And for even way back then, he's yet blessing me today. I can't explain to you how all of these things came about, but him. I had a mind to obey him. I didn't understand a lot of things, but I knew it was him, and I had to obey him. And like Carlton Pearson said, we'll understand it better by and by. I didn't understand, but I knew he was speaking. I knew what he said. I knew how to do what he said to do. So I ended up having four Sunday fellowships at different churches. He showed me what to tell the people to get the people to come. I'm to my house packed out, no standing room. They got chairs all down every aisle, and it still wasn't enough room. And when the people began to praise God, they didn't want to stop. When the word came forth, it was like they was eating a big fancy meal and they couldn't get enough of it. I had no money. Now I'm living in Hilltop. I had no money. The government was paying my rent. I desired to give money. I desired to give what I didn't have. I prayed and told him about $1,000, and that's what he did. Gave $500 to the speaker and $500 to the church. Off of prayer. Yeah. And people would come and they would bring celebrities. Listen. And they wanted me to put the celebrities up so the people would know that they were there. That's not the way he was moving. He wanted to be up so that the people could know God was in the house. And that's what happened. I was at a store one day and this man said, Barbara Mack. I said, yes, how you doing? I didn't know him. He said, woman, I hear you have some showing up church on 4th Sundays. I said, yeah, God moves, you know. He said, I'm coming to one of them services. When is the next one? He said, because I done heard all about it, and I'm looking crazy. Well, who told him? I don't know him. Yeah. But see, God wanted to be up in his house. He wanted to bless his people. I could tell you all kind of situations, positions, and places and things he had me to do. I did not understand, but I knew it was him. And I knew it would be according to his will, not Barbara's will. Because now I've learned without him, I can do absolutely nothing. There's nothing I can do. I'm his vessel. He got to do it through me. Ooh, I'm just a shell he can use. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we're looking this morning at John chapter 17. And we have some more scriptures we're going to look at. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven. This is John chapter 17, starting at verse 1. You got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Not first or second or third or fourth John, but John right after Luke. These words spake Jesus and lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour's come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may be glorified, that thy son also may glorify thee. look at here. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee. That should be our prayer this morning. Lord, whatever we're doing, let it glorify you. Lord, whatever you're doing, let it reflect. Whatever I'm doing, let it reflect you. Whatever I say, let it put you on the people mind. Even when I pray, answer for the sake of the people that you will be glorified and not me. But see, Jesus was God and God was Jesus. He and his Father, they were one. So, Father, the hour's come. Glorify thy son, that thy son may glorify thee. As thou hast given power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Yeah. You gave me power over all flesh, that I should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given me. All these people that you sent me their way and sent them my way. You gave me more power than they have. You gave all of this to me that I could even teach them. We're going to get there. And this is life eternal. And this is life eternal. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. This is what John writes. Yeah. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. In the beginning, remember, he was the Word. Hallelujah. Verse 6 says this, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. I want to keep it daily. I want to keep his word daily so I can walk upright before him daily. I want to walk in the spirit that I don't fulfill the lust of my flesh. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. See, because I got to teach you about him. Jesus said, I come to do the will of him that sent me. I come to do the will of my Father. All that I teach you, I learned from my Father. It's what my Father did. It's what my Father gave me. It's what my Father taught me. I didn't come to give you flesh. I come to give you God, the Father, the God of all. Hallelujah. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gave me, you see, and they have received them, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me, huh, did send me. I gave them what you gave me, Father, they believed. They received your word, they believe it, and now they believe that you sent me. How many of us believe that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believe on him won't perish but have everlasting life? How many of us today believe that? Because this is what his word said. He's talking to the believer. He's talking to the saints of God. He's talking to the people of God. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. They received the words. I did. And have known surely that I came out from thee. I know he come from the Father. And they have believed that thou didst send me. I believe God sent him because he so loved me. Huh? How many of us really believe it? Verse 9 says, I pray for them. I pray not for the world. Check it out. Check it out. But for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. I pray for them, Father. I don't pray for the world. For them which you gave me, for they are yours. That's what he's saying right here. And all mine are thine, and all thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Hallelujah. All that are mine are yours, Father, and all that are yours are mine. And I'm glorified in them. Hallelujah. I see myself in them. I see my work in them. I see Barbara is concerned about the lost, the souls that are lost. I see her loving those that appear to be unlovable. I see her having the patience to wait on me to move in them that she led, that I used her, in other words, to lead to me. I glorify in Barbara. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Huh? Look what Jesus said. And now I am no more in the world. See, he went back to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we may be also one day. I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. We're still here. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name. Keep through your name, Jehovah, keep through your name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Me and my Father, we are one. And keep these your people, God. They'll be as you and I. They'll be one in you. They'll be one in me. Not the pastor, not the church folk, but one in God, one in Jesus. Twelve says, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. Hallelujah. But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Yeah, I had to let old Peter, old Judas Iscariot, you know, I had to let him go. Couldn't keep him. Yeah. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I spoke it when I was in the world, when I was down there with them. These things I spoke, that their joy might be full, that my joy might fulfill in them. I taught them the truth. I taught them, Father, what you taught me. I taught them to be meek, meek and lowly, hunger and thirst after righteousness, be merciful, be pure in heart, be peacemakers. I taught them that they would be persecuted for righteousness' sake. I taught them that they would be reviled and persecuted and say all manner of evil against them. I taught them this falsely for my sake, Father. But in the ending, I taught them to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Because as I'm in you and you are in me, they are in you and me as one. I taught them to be exceedingly glad. These are the type of things that the so-called church has lost. We've lost God, we've lost Jesus, we've lost our focus. We put our focus on the world and in the world. So we're trying to be like the world. We're trying to dress like the world, talk like the world, act like the world, do what the world does. These are the things we, the people of God, are doing. So we lost the focus. We lost the focus that God, that Jesus prayed these things to the Father for us. I have given them my word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Remember, we're in the world but not of the world. I'm going back to 13. And now come I to thee. I'm coming to you, Father. And these things have I speak. I speak in the world that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I taught them what you taught me. I told them what you told me because what you taught me and what you told me, it gave me joy. It fulfilled me with joy. But I gave them thy word. I gave them your word, Father, and the world has hated them. Because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Again, we're in the world, the saints of God, but we're not of the world. In other words, we don't do what the world do. We see what's going on in the world. I would be a fool to dye my hair purple at 64. I've lost my mind. At 64, I would be a fool to wear what an 18-year-old girl wears. Y'all forgive me. Huh? At 64, I would be a fool to get a man 23. What in the world? I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. Yeah. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. Look what he said. Don't take them out of the world, Father. But that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. That they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Don't take them out of the world, but keep them from evil. they're not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. He's talking to the Father now. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Set them aside through thy word, for thy word is truth. Your word going to keep them if they apply it. Your word going to keep them if they seek your word, if they study your word and put it to use, apply it to their daily life. Apply, 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 apply. His word is going to keep them. Don't take them out the world. They got the word. I taught them what you taught me. Hallelujah, Jesus. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Huh? Did he send you? I come to do the will of him that sent me. Who sent you? And where are you going? And what are you doing in the world? What are you doing other than being a part of the world? What are you doing other than waking up every morning, having breakfast, going to work, going to school, or wherever you go, or whatever you do, having your lunch, cleaning your house, saying about your family? What are you doing other than that? As thou sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth, that word. Set you aside unto him. Huh? Hallelujah. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. He didn't just pray for us that believe, but that those that we share would, he prayed for them as well. He prayed for them as well. He prayed for those that are coming on. Some of them haven't been born yet. Some of them been born, but they're not adults yet. They're not old enough to know. They're not 12 yet. They're not 10 yet. This is what a believer, because what has happened to the minds of people? What has happened to the minds of human beings that God made us? What happened? We allowed the enemy, we allowed the world to come in and take these things from us because we're looking at the world and we become a part of the world. We are in the world, but we are not of it. But see, we became a part of the world. So now we've lost some things. We are not looking to God. We are looking to the things we can do. If I could get that master's degree, I have it made. Well, what you're looking for, money, stuff, and things. That's not where the believer is at. That's not what we're looking for. We're not looking for prestige. We're not looking to come up in corporate America. We're not looking for more and more and more. We're looking for our rightful place in him, that where he is, we may be also one day. We are looking to go back with him. For look, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We talking about heaven. We talking about going back with God when he comes. We talking about every day being Sunday. We're talking about Sabbath have no end. We're talking about the name that only he can pronounce. We're talking about what's in our crown that he crowned us with. We're talking about streaks of gold. We're talking about the snow-white garment, whiter than snow. We're not talking about no corporate stuff. We're not tricksters. We're not like corporations, tell you one thing and do another. We're not bringing those surveys out to make you think we care about you and we don't give nothing about you. Our word holds truth. You heard what he said in 17. Sanctify them through thy truth, for thy word is truth. We bring you the truth to the best of our ability, allowing God to lead and guide. This is what the true pastor do. This is what the true evangelist do. This is what the true bishop do. An apostle is even deeper than that, because they are healing the sick. Under the apostle, the lame walk, the blind see. If you are an apostle. Is that not what them apostles that followed Jesus, them disciples did? See, we got to be careful. And we follow every wind and doctrine. They told you over there on 8th Street, they was over there prophesying. They told a woman she was going to get a house in 2 days. She got it. You take off to 8th Street. Okay, now they over here on the boulevard. They done prophesied to the man. He was getting $50,000. The next day he got the $50,000. You take it off running over the boulevard. That truth is what's important. The truth of God, which is his word. He don't speak lies. He speak the truth. But we got away from it. We start looking at these TV evangelists. And it sounds like what they're saying is the truth. It sounds like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, that's scripture. No. That's to get some of that money out your pocket. That's to buy their books. That's to buy their CDs. I'm going to follow Jesus. I can't follow man. God told me don't even put no trust in him. I don't care. He can preach me under the pew. I love Bishop Charles C. Woods. I didn't play the radio about him when he was my pastor, when he was living and I was under his ministry. I did not play the radio. You could not just come to him and just ask him, Bishop, I broke my nail, my fingernail, pray for it. Oh, no, get somewhere. This man got enough more than a fingernail. Go and pray to God about your fingernail. I love Bishop. To this day, I love Bishop. I was always giving him something. I could go to the mall and I would see something and it would remind me of him. I said, I'm getting that for Bishop. What is this, Barbara Mack? Just open it up, man. Don't ask questions, Bishop. Just open the box. And he would open it and say, Lord, have mercy, Barbara Mack. What am I going to do with you? I say, take that gift and show out with it. Yeah. And I knew he loved me and his family loved me. His wife loved me. And so what happened is this. All the love I had for Bishop, and I knew this was the true prophet of God. You ain't never heard prophecy because he died. You ain't heard it like this. This man never saw you a day in his life, call you out, call your social security number, your address, tell you what God said, not what he's thinking. I love Bishop, but guess what? I followed God. I followed the word of God. If Bishop wasn't preaching the word, I wasn't going to be there. I had to be where God is. And if God was not in it, I didn't want none of it. If God was not in it until this day, I don't want any of it. We are the church, and we've gotten away from God. We took on the ways of the world. We watching the world. That's why folk watch the news, so they can know what's going on in the world. God already told you in his word what was going on. Your job is to watch as well as pray, not watch the news. Watch your surroundings, what's coming in your house, what's happening on your job. So you'll know what to pray for, even when to pray. Some things wasn't happening like this. My husband used to didn't act like this. That's the time to begin to pray. I was already praying for him, but now I got to, as Emerald said, kick it up a notch. Listen. Verse 20 said, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. What I'm saying, It's more coming along because what I told you, you're going to tell somebody else. What you heard, you're going to tell your children. What your children heard, they're going to tell some children. Some parents going to hear about it. 21 says that they all may be one. Huh? That they all may be one. M-A-Y, may. Because he knew we all wouldn't. He knew I would be thinking this way, you thinking that way. He knew we won't. He said that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. That they also may be one in us. Told you. In us, we got to be one in them, the Father and the Son, because they are one. The Father taught Jesus, Jesus taught us. So now we're doing what pleases the Father, because we learn from the Son what the Father said and what the Father required us to do. Back in the day, I was talking about back in the day. My grandparents' time. The boys worked in the field all day. And on Saturday evening, maybe around 1 o'clock, they got off early because they finished up for the week. They went over to Miss Maddie's house and they cleaned Miss Maddie's chicken coop. Miss Maddie was a widower. And her children had left home, and she didn't have no help. So my uncles and aunts would go over to help Miss Maddie. No money was exchanged, but Miss Maddie had chicken and plenty of eggs, so she might send a couple of dozen of eggs home with them to my grandmother for the work that they did for cleaning the chicken coop. For trimming the bushes, cutting the grass, the daughter in the house dusting. She might be rewashing dishes that Miss Maddie hadn't used in a long time. We got away from all of this. So today it's like this, every man for himself. And it don't matter if God for us all. That's the way they see it. It's my thing. I do what I want to do. You cannot tell me who to sock it to. It's my thing. If I'm 6'4" with purple hair, so what? If you can like it or not like it. God can like it or not like it. They say all of this, don't even know they're saying this. I'm 6'4", but I'm coming out with the spandex on. I'm 6'4", but I'm going to have more weave than the Asian stores can sell. I'm 6'4", but I'm going to dye all the gray in my head black, and my face don't even match my hair. I'm just honest this morning, because we in the world, if you're doing these things, we are of the world. We're yet trying to impress the people in the world. We're yet trying to impress the people in the synagogue. We're yet trying to impress the people on the job. We're still trying to look good to get compliments. My hair is clean. I took a bath, a shower. I'm clean. I wash my clothes with Tide or Gain, love Gain. I'm clean from head to toe. I soak my feet. I trim my nails, my toenails. And when I go out, I got a neat hairdo. I'm not finna do my stuff according to you so that you can give me a compliment. Think what you want. That's your business. God is pleased. I'm my natural self. I'm who he made me. Father, you got a few age spots in your face I'm not making up. God gave me a face. It was already made up when he gave it to me from birth. My job is to keep it clean and moisturized. I'm in the world, but not of the world. You'll see it in many things. Some people don't even know what it is. They be looking. They don't know what that is. Everybody got on makeup. Grandmama, great-great-grandma, everybody. She out there with, yes, yes, I am, thank you. I don't wear weaves and things. I'm not against it. I'm not, it's your thing. But he brought me out. I have natural hair. This one lady told the other lady, oh, no, that's not her hair. Let me tell y'all something. That kind of made me a little bit of hot. Adriel Spinner, that made me a little 38 hot now. I said, the nerve of her, this is my hair. And you don't even know me. You talking about me to somebody else who know me. And you're looking at my hair. You need to be listening to some of this word God is sending your way so you can be set free. But you over here looking at hair. My goodness, I'm sorry. So look what he said again. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. That's 22. 23 says, I in them and thou in me. My goodness, I'm sorry. That they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. See, our actions going to tell the world what's going on as far as God and the Son go. Our actions going to tell the world who we are in him. But when we doing what the world do, it's not going to tell them nothing. But you just like me. They're not going to have no respect for you, no respect for nothing you're doing. Because I'm 64 with stilettos on. I'm 64 dyeing my hair. I'm 64 wearing what the 18-year-old, 20-year-old wear. What respect is that? And I'm talking about I'm the woman of God. Now, some of them go for it. Because of the mind. What happened to the minds of human beings? What happened to the minds of the people of God? What happened to the minds of the saints of God? That they can go for this. I should show some signs that I have grandchildren. I have a couple of great-grand now. I should show some signs that I have adult children. And people used to say, Barbara, you have children. I said, yeah, I got me 8 biological knuckleheads. They're like, no, you don't have no children. I said, oh, but I do. 8. I said, yeah, 8 biological sugarfoot. They said, Barbara, you don't carry yourself like it. But yet, they would come and call me mom. Well, evidently I'm carrying myself like a mother. You calling me mom. You're not calling me Barbara. What's going on? Ah, yeah. He said, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. We'll be perfect in one. He in us, Jesus in us. We're in Jesus and Jesus in God. Oh, it's all right this morning. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me. See, by our actions, the world going to know that Jesus is real. They going to know that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. By our actions. And has loved them. Well, I give the testimony that I was the dope lady. I've been to prison. I was a whore, laying with men for fun. Well, I give this testimony. Some people look at me and say, really? The dope boys used to say, lady, quit playing. You play too much. But when I tell them what time it is, and this is the language of the people that do what I did, they know I can't be lying because who told me this? Nobody's just going to tell, let's call them laymen. Nobody's going to tell a layman who ain't in the game what the game is about. No, that's why our meeting time. But it was so that they would know that he loved us all. He loved me, and I love you. And I come to share this with you so that you can have a better life. And I did it in love. Whether you receive it or not, I came to do it, and I did it in love through him. and has loved them and as thou hast loved me. 24 says, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, I got to go to a song and get the door right quick. And I think it's the pool man. And let's go back with Brian one more time.
God's been good.
God's been good to me.
Up, down. Everybody sing.
God's been good to me.
I want to tell you that God. Everybody say, all of my life, come on, Zion, say, all of my life,
God's been good.
Oh, everybody say,
God,
I want to tell you that God. Gonna hold my going on with the Lord. Everybody say my mind is made up. And I'm on my way up. Gonna hold my going on. One more time, my mind is
made up.
And I'm on my
way up.
Gonna hold. Come out the Baptist church, they used to sing a song and say, hold to his hand. Everybody say, let me hear you say, hold. God's unchanged. Oh, you ought to be on things. Everybody say, has he ever fixed it for anybody? Let me see you wave your hand. Somebody say,
Jesus.
Oh, oh,
oh.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh,
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the pool man had to come, y'all. And I had to go out there and show him a few things. But we thank God this morning for his word. And looking at John chapter 17, it teaches us some things. And it will go back to this word. See, they call it old-fashioned. Yeah. They call us OGs and all of this. But God's word is still the same in 2021. His word has not changed. It was that way yesterday. It's that way today. And it will be that way forevermore. But we have to ask ourselves, what happened to us? Why have I gotten mixed up? Why didn't I know this? I've been going to this church for 10 years. They never preached this. They never taught me this, that I'm in God, God in me. And the Son, because the Father and the Son, they're one. I'm in the Father, I'm in the Son, and they are in me. And Jesus prayed these things for me to do. They told me before I could witness, I need to learn all this stuff. That's not what this says. Jesus already prayed for it. The thing for us to do is to walk by faith and believe and get it done. Many times we're holding our own blessings up. What we want, God would give it to us, but we won't do what he said because we listen to our flesh and some preacher who have not been in this scripture and teaching it right. I'm just honest. 24 says, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. God loved the word before the foundation, his word before the foundation of the world, and he loved his son before the foundation of the world. 25, so, O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. The ones you said, Father, I know you. The world don't know you, but I know you. And the ones that you sent, they know. The ones that have received me and believe that you sent me, and now you sending them, they believe, they know you. See, many don't know God, and many really don't know Jesus. I'm telling you the truth. They think he's some kind of fly-by-night magician. They think he's the poof be gone, the poof come forth. They think they can use God and his son like they use man. They sadly mistaken. And this is what he said in verse 26, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. If we love people, if we wish that none should perish, we need to get up and go to work. If you're in a place where they're not teaching the truth, you need to come out from among them and be separated. But see, I'm comfortable there. Everybody know me there. I've been under this 10 years. I know people been in the church 30 years, still the same. Still talking about when God. When God what? He already sent his son. His son already suffered, hung, bled, and died. What more you need? He already opened up the door that you could talk to him and he could talk to you. He already gave us his word. He gave us his spirit. When God what? Where's your faith? Where's your trust? What are you doing? How much work you do unto him, or are you sitting by waiting for his blessings and miracles? And you're not doing nothing for him. What do you do for God on a daily basis? How much word of God do you apply to your everyday life? Where is your mind? What happened to the believer? What happened to people? When I look out today, the killing here, the killing there, the cop done killed over here, the cop, and people won't face the truth. They'd rather believe a lie. The president prejudice, just one foolishness after another. They was not there. They don't know what happened between a cop and the criminal. Because, see, they're not going to see that he was a criminal. They see color. He was black. Did you hear me? They're not going to see he had a warrant out on him. They're not going to see he was resisting arrest. They're not going to see that his tag was expired. They're not going to see any of that. Many times they're not going to see he was high on drugs. They're not going to see he resisting arrest. That none of that. They see color. Preachers, say they're apostles, pastors, they with the foolishness, they see color. Many of them God have put in places, high places, and they still talking about color. I'm in the Father's in me, and you in me. Anything I don't like, I take it to God in prayer. The pest control man came yesterday, and the things that man said out his mouth almost laid out in the floor. I couldn't believe he knew. But he had been told me, hey, I go to this church up here. They taught him the truth. And see, we acting of the world. Because if you see color, you don't see the criminal. You don't see the resistance. Look here. You in the world. You following what the world follows. You see color. God is no respecter of person. He didn't stipulate black folks was going to heaven and everybody else going to hell. Yeah. I got to go to one more song, a little more Brian, if y'all don't mind, because his is longer. And let me go back and see. Let me see. Can I go a little further?
God's been good.
Up,
down. Everybody say,
God's been good to me.
I want to tell you that God been good. Everybody say, all of my life, come on, Zion, say, all of my life. Everybody say God, I want to tell you that God been good to me. I hope y'all know it. My mind is made, and I'm on my way, gonna hold my going on with the Lord. Everybody say my mind is made, and I'm on my way. The Baptist church, they used to sing a song and say, hold to his hand. Everybody say, let me hear you say, hold. God's a change.
Spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I had to get that straightened out. So now I'm back, he gone, we can finish up. And so we thank God again this morning for his word. We thank him that if we're getting this word and allow this word to really get in us, we're going to do the will of him that sent us. We're going to do the will of Almighty God. Yeah. Because of this, we can't do it unless we end that word. See, but we like to not build a foundation, a true foundation. We don't want to build a true foundation. We just want to throw some boards down on the ground and start building up. No, you got to get a foundation. If you go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, these are the four Gospels. Go back over these things as often as possible. It's going to help you to stay grounded and rooted where you should be. You're not going to be of the world. And when somebody comes saying they the pastor, they the preacher, but they preaching against God and what he said in his word, you're going to put two eggs in your shoe and beat it. You're going to get away from there. Because this is not God and this is not his word and I'm not about to be here. If we're not glorifying Jesus, if we're not glorifying the Father, all that we do is to please him. We messed up. We are of the world. Because he will lead and guide us through everything in our lives that we need to go through. Oh, you need a job? Okay, well, go on and apply. Sometimes you won't even apply for a job. Somebody will come and tell you about a job and ask you, you still looking for work? And you say, yeah. So, well, hey, look here. IBM got a position open over there. They need a this and a that. You know what, man? Didn't you do that before? And you're like, yeah, I used to be over that department. And it was like, hey, you want the job? And you say, yeah, I want the job, but don't I have to apply? So, man, you fill out an application when you can because I'm the manager over the position. You got the job. So you can go on in online and apply, but you already hired. This is when we are in God, he's in us, we're giving him everything, we're allowing him to lead and guide us. I told you, I needed me some money. I was used to that Hess coffee every morning. And they had all these different flavors of creamers I could put in my coffee, mocha and all of that. French vanilla mixed with mocha I put in my coffee. I had one nickel. Anybody know what 5 cents is? That's what I had, 5 cents. But I wanted that coffee. And I was staying with these people. It was the mom, the dad, the son, and the daughter. And the little boy was the youngest. So I had taken him to school and come back and went in the house to start cleaning and cooking, you know, because the parents worked and the kids went to school. And so while I'm in there doing that, the phone rang. When I answered the phone, they asked me to come back and bring something for the little boy. I walked out the door heading towards the car. I see a $20 bill blowing in the wind. I wear glasses, and I'm nearsighted, not farsighted. So I see the 20 blowing in the wind, and the 2 and the 0 was magnified. It was real big. I said, this got to be play money, but let me go over here and look. I looked again. I said, oh, that's a 20. I walked over, picked my 20 up off the ground, told the Lord, thank you, jumped in the car, took to the school what I needed to, went right on over to Hess and got my cup of coffee. And if I wanted a donut with that, I could have had coffee and a donut or anything I wanted to have because I had 20 whole dollars. If he couldn't find somebody to give it to you, he'll put it on the ground. But how do we believe God? How do we believe him? What do we believe about him? How big is he to us? How much power does the God that we believe in have? Because the God I believe in have all power. There's no higher power. Nobody's more powerful than him. He made the heavens and the earth. The world and the earth and the world and they that dwell therein belong to him. How big is he? What are we doing? Where is our mind daily? Where is your mind? What are you focused on? Are you focused on your heart's desires? Are you focused on what you want? Are you focused on what you're waiting on? There's work to be done. The harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. And we pray that the Lord of the harvest would send more laborers. But how about the labor he called us to or chose us for? What are we doing? Daily, what are we doing? Who are we talking to? And what are we talking about? It appears we are no longer human beings. We're no longer godly people. We're just folks in the world who go to church or whatever. If you never go up in that building, but you got God, you good. I'm telling you the truth. And this hour with this corona out here, and look here, it's another wave coming, and they trying to act like, well, we opening up over here. What y'all doing? But when that wave hit home, when it hit their house, the one that can open it up, when it hit their wives, when it hit their children, when it hit their mothers, somebody they love dearly, when it hit them, then they would decide, oh, we shouldn't have opened up, we closing back. We open up and now it's another wave done come, can you give us some vaccine? No. We don't have enough. Plus, the vaccine is really not working. I wouldn't do it if I was a woman, especially if I wanted to have children. I would never take the foolishness. We don't wait on God. They say, come get the vaccine. Cheer. And a lot of us want it to show, oh, we got vaccine. Yeah, but you got more than vaccine. You got more than you bargained for. How about let's say, I got Jesus. And, oh, Lord, that's enough. I got God. I'm real in him. He's real in me. I'm in his word. His word is in me. I'm walking according to his word. I don't doubt him. If it don't come when I want it, in the way that I want it, that's because he's working out another situation. This one won't work for my good. So where are our minds today? Are we doing what the world do? Really, look at it. Are you really in this book? Look at John chapter 17. Does this really apply to you today? Or are you just saying it does? Because it makes you feel better. The truth of the matter. Does this apply to you? Are you applying this word daily? I like that verse. Sanctify them through that truth, for that word is truth. We got to operate in the truth. It's too much trickstery and too much lies, and it's saying one thing but it's doing another in the world. I don't want any of it. I want that purified truth. What made me get a natural everything, hair, nails, everything, is I heard the comedians laugh at women, and it was funny. I heard how they picked at women with the weave and the this and that and the nails, and then said, but I want a real man. And they were saying, but you're not a real woman. You don't have your own hair. You don't have your own nails. When we look back, excuse me, and we say many times the church back in the day was ignorant. They didn't know what they were talking about, but it kept respect. The way those ladies dressed, it kept respect. Don't nobody respect no pastor wife, cuss her out. You let one of them girls get mad with her in there and see how they treat her. But when you dress as holy, people going to treat. When you talk as holy, people going to treat you that way. But women decide to show everything they got to the world, to the man. Decide to tell the man all the women business. You tell that to your husband. God is faithful. And he is on our side today in spite of us. And this is our talk. This is the talk of the believer. We have a conversation about heaven. We preparing to go back with him because he's soon to come. I believe that. Yeah, this old world has gotten wickeder and wiser, and it's getting even more wickeder and even more wiser. And they're saying that the lady cop that killed the young man, she said it was a mistake. She's saying taser, but she got a gun. I know I would know the difference between a taser in my hand and a gun, and the man is not threatening me. He's trying to get away, but he's not. My life is not in danger. I got time to look at which one. But see, the world make it more, and the media wants you to focus on this evilness. The people of God pray for both sides. We're not going to pray because of no color. We're going to pray for her, pray for him, his family, because he's gone. I heard that the chief was going to resign. He was going to quit. Pray for the chief. Because, see, what people don't understand is what the police go through out here. They don't understand what the police go through. See, because in their mind, the devil done planted an evil seed. They're against you because of your color. This is happening like this because of your color. The devil is a fool and a liar. And will make a fool and a liar out of you if you let him. And we've been in this mess so long. We've been in it so long just marinating in it. But yet, we're accusing everybody else of being prejudiced. I'm just open and honest. I just have to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Like it or not. And we don't have the patience to wait for nothing. Soon as they said it, we jumped right on. Oh, yeah, you wasn't there. You don't know nothing about it. You're going on what somebody else said. You're going off what the media said. This one said. That one said. The news, they done put it together to draw you in. The devil is the prince of the air. That's why you got all this garbage on TV. He run that. And we can't be suckered in to the foolishness of the world. It's time to pray. It's time to seek his face. It's time to get in that word for real and stop playing church. And stop having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Get real with God, he real with you. If you've been to one of these churches that's not straight up flat-footed, teaching the truth, you better run for the hills because you're messed up. It's not the house of prayer. It's their empire. They're building their own empire and using the name of God to do it because those names sell. G-O-D, J-E-S-U-S, B-I-B-L-E, all those names sell. You don't think they sell? Go to the bookstore and ask them, well, how many Bibles have you sold in the last 30 years? And they brought out all kind of Bibles because it sells. Look here, when did God, Lord help me today, help me, help me. A woman Bible, you're playing with me, right? There's only one Bible. Why would you do that? And then the church folks run over there and get it. We got to be careful. I promise you, we have got to be careful. It's not about what you believe. It's about what he said. I don't believe God. Well, find it in the scripture. Show me in the scripture where he talked about a woman Bible. Show me in the scripture where he said a man's Bible. Are you kidding me? We follow up every little thing. It sounds good to me. I'm going and do it. No, 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 no. Patience is a virtue, he said. Take your time. Stop running behind everything. Be led by the Spirit of God. You don't think you got a spirit? Keep praying and asking for it. He'll give it to you because he know we need it. But see, a lot of times people don't get it because they're not going to follow it anyway. The Spirit say don't. They tell me, but it sound good. I'm going to do it. He said, don't, you say you're doing it. Yeah. I see too much foolishness. Turn that TV off. Get in that prayer closet for real. Turn it off. Go in your prayer closet. Turn all them other folks' CDs off and go in your prayer closet. As a matter of fact, take the Bible in the prayer closet with you. Holding the word of God and begging almost. You don't have to, but he said ask. But ask from a sincere heart that, Lord, you help me to understand this. You give me a hunger and a thirst for your word. Lord, give me a hunger and a thirst to walk upright before you, to live for you, to apply this word to my everyday life. Lord, I want to stretch out in you. I want it to be you and not me. I don't want to be of the world. I just want to be in the world, finishing up what you chose and called me to do. We think it's about us and how much we know. And we keep knowing more and more, keep learning more and more, but not applying the word of God to our everyday life. We're not applying that word. We're applying what we find out here in the street. And many times we're trying to show how educated we are, and we're just dumb as a bag of rocks, as they say. Without the word, I wouldn't know which way to go. I was messed up. I was being a part of stuff, losing money in the world. I was trying to come up to the corporate ladder. All this old foolishness. But when God came in, my life got easier. I found out this crazy stuff, I don't have to do it. With an associate's degree, I get more than them that's got a PhD. You hear me? Why is that, Barbara? Almighty God who have all power. Almighty God who have the last word. Almighty God who loved me so. He sent his son to suffer for me. He sent his son to die for me. So with an associate's degree, he take me further than a master's. He take me further than a PhD. I got a fellowship in him. What I need, he supply. When I sit with them that's in high places, he choose what for me to say. He give me what to say and how to say it. And many times they look at me and say, you know, I never heard that like that, Barbara. I didn't know that. Because they walking in a false life. They, you know how they say, if you're a liar, you tell one lie, you got to keep lying to cover the last lie and that lie. When you in that corporate thing and you walking into these places, guess what? You got to keep being fake to keep going. That was fake. Now you got to create something else fake to go with that. Not in Jesus. Hallelujah. You can tell the truth and be proud of it. Huh? I'm proud that I told you the truth about my life. I didn't come lying like I never did nothing bad, like, you know, I always been saved in this way. I didn't come lying that I never been locked up. Yeah, I didn't know what the dope game was. I didn't come lying, nobody. I didn't come covering it up. I come to tell you the truth because I want you to see what God can do for you. Yeah, it's not about me, but it's about what he can do. He hung the star. The studio is open if there's anyone to have something they would like to say this morning. Feel free to press that number one. Yeah, he hung the stars in the sky. He held the land back from the sea. Oh, yeah. And if he can do all of that, truly he can take good care of you and me. God have it all in control if we will allow him. If we will lean and depend on him and stop all of this fleshly foolishness and ourselves. Yeah, it's all right today in Jesus' name. All right, Brother Jermaine, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How you doing this morning?
Good, good. Can't complain.
Yeah, I just want to say good morning. I got to tune in these last couple of days, and you know, your show's always been a blessing. I especially think it's necessary for the times we're still going through. You know, I thought last year was rough, but it looks like we we're setting up for another rough one with all this stuff that the media is just fueling. I think you hit it right on the head. It's just at times it seems like the news is satanic. I had a conversation with an older brother of mine who, you know, he kind of got out of pocket, as we used to say, because he was just so insensitive this last killing and bringing up the racial stuff. And I'm like, well, you know, brother, you really have to look at the whole situation. You can't let the media write a narrative for you. And this other situation in Minnesota was terrible, was tragic, but you can see there's a lot more going on. And it wasn't a simple case of I'm going to kill a black man today. You know, we got to tell the truth. There's responsibility on both sides. One, show their incompetence by just getting excited and not being able to tell the difference in their weapon. And the other one, we got to tell the truth. It's like he initiated an action that led to some horrible consequences, you know. And it seems like if you try to tell the truth nowadays, you have a problem. Nobody wants to hear the truth. They want to just be angry. Everybody's so angry, and I find that the most angry people are the ones who sit there watching the news almost 24 hours a day. And I just challenged him and other people. I said, you know, it's funny. You guys are just talking all this church stuff, and now you're talking all this violence stuff. It's the same thing as last year. I'm like, if you spent at least a quarter of the time reading your Bible as you do watching that garbage on the news, you wouldn't be having these same feelings. I know, because I've been there. You know, it's just amazing the peace you get when you can just simply turn the news off or get your news from a non-inflammatory source. You know, it seems like a lot of our folks like watching CNN because they fooled into thinking they actually care about black people and minorities. But I'm not trying to offend nobody, but I just think you got to be very careful about a news station where two of their most popular anchors are, well, they're sodomites. They into stuff that you don't approve of. And we're supposed to trust them, not to say that they can't work and they don't do their job. I'm all for everybody working, but it's just I've seen, what's his name? I think it's Don Lemon had made comments about faith in the Bible, basically saying they was wrong because they didn't accept his lifestyle. And he just said that like in the last month. And as a Christian, if you sit there watching somebody like that and taking it serious, then you can't blame nobody about being mad but yourself.
Uh-huh.
You're punishing yourself. So and I heard what you said about the woman's Bible. I kind of laughed because, you know, I've seen several of them in the stores, and I think I was in a Salvation Army type store out where I'm working. It was like one of those thrift shops, and I always like checking out the Bible section because I find good stuff. And I saw a big, giant pink Bible, and then nothing wrong with the color, but we know the content. And a lot of people don't know that they have a group of homosexual people who they call it the Queen James Bible. It's a gay-affirming Bible. And I thought that was a joke until I saw it, and I saw the cover, and then for sure it's a Queen James Bible. I'm like, this ain't the most blasphemous thing, and people buy it. So... yeah, you got to be very careful. Careful what you allow in your spirit.
And look here, Brother Jermaine, church-going people buying it. Church-going folk who saying we following Jesus, and that's what they doing. Because, see, you can follow him, but you got to do more than follow. You must obey the word of God. Following it, you just knowing some stuff. James said, don't just be a hearer, and in other words, don't just be a knower, be a doer. Yeah, all kind of stuff. They got children Bibles and all kind of stuff. But it's a clear sign to me they're trying to kick the man out, especially that family man. See, because if you got a man, a real thoroughbred man in your house, he's not going for any and every old thing, and they know that. So he going to cover his wife and children, and you can't get his children because he's teaching his children a whole different thing. Even if they had to go to public school, a thoroughbred man, rough, rugged, and real, when you come home, he drills you when he can. Okay, what was the lesson today? He don't ask you that. He got a lesson for you at home about the word of God because he don't plan on you being messed up. Yeah, he don't plan on you following the ways of the world from the school. Because, see, that's how they're getting kids, at the school. Yeah. Where it's supposed to be honesty and kids learning and, I've never seen such in my life.
Mm-hmm.
The word said, watch as well as pray. I sure thank you for that, Brother Jermaine. Yeah. That news, turn it off, get on somewhere and sit down, get in the word. Because you're going to find out in the word, God already told you what you're going to hear and see on the news. And he didn't give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. And when you listen to that news, you're going to get scared in there. Or you're going to be some kind of scared. It's going to be to the point of where you don't want to go out your house because you're scared of shootings. And I said that because my mom had told me that. She said, there's a day coming you won't be able to go out your house, baby, because of what the people in the street doing. I'm seeing that day to day. I'm seeing it now. I mean, you go to the mall, you go in a store, and just the shooting just start out. Nobody in the store did nothing to the person. They just decided to shoot it up. Whatever the devil told their mind, they reacting to it. Yeah, they applying whatever the devil say today now, they're applying that to their daily life. Oh, yes, they are. But they won't apply the word of God daily. And unless we do that, we would be messed up. I mean, toe up. Oh, yeah. God bless you this morning, Brother Jermaine. I sure thank you for that today. I thank you for that today, sir. I really appreciate it. God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, name
you know
on
what, Bible. Brother, you know, Sister Bob, I'm going to get back to work, but I wanted to say now, I'm preparing to do some spiritual battle with the Jehovah's Witness coming up, and one of them is a relative of my in-laws, and I have to take a different look at him now. This particular gentleman, I knew what he was, and they have ways that they operate. You know, it is very cultic, but instead of doing battle and trying to win a debate, you know, my theology professor friend was telling me, you know, the best way to reach them is you want to actually reach into their heart. And I see it differently now. A lot of them don't realize what they're in, but the methods that they've been using and the reasons that they use to get into that is usually because of what they see in the world and what they see from fake Christians. And this gentleman, I actually felt sorry for him. He took his kids out of school because of all the stuff that was going on that, you know, they're trying to, you know, teach him all the inappropriate things. And I saw his motivation was right. It's just he doesn't understand what he's truly in. And usually when they indoctrinate them, they don't really get to ask questions. It takes them a while to what they call, like, wake up and leave. And that has consequences. And you know, I'm going to talk about that on another show. But I see a lot of them have these jobs that are considered low level. Like, they'll be doing, like, just cleaning up somebody's toilet or, you know, pushing a broom somewhere. A lot of that is by design from their organization, but I was wondering, like, why are these people seem to have such knowledge when they come to your door? And I found out a lot of them are studying up to 4 hours a week just to be able to deal with you. And if we did that, if we did even half of that, we wouldn't be running when they come. Like, I've had to turn things off and focus and really just get into it as far as learning the theology of what they believe and how to counter it. And I was like, okay, I see what's going on. They study it. That's it. There's nothing said. They don't watch a lot of the TV. They just be into their version of the Bible, which they don't know is corrupt. But when you've been in your word for hours and hours a week, can't nobody tell you anything unless you know a little bit more than them. So that's all. We got to start focusing on God and stop focusing so much on the world.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to leave you there and let you go. I got to get out. I'm going to just listen to you for the rest of the show. But God bless you and everybody out there.
Amen. Thank you so much again. I appreciate that you brought out this morning. I really thank you for God is good. And I just want to encourage you, Brother Jermaine, keep on keeping on. Yeah, keep on keeping on because God got great things for you and your family. And so know, because I know you're a man who is after God, and God is going to bless you. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to mute your mic, and I'll bring Sister Jerry in. Good morning, Sister Jerry. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. How are you?
Blessed.
What a blessing that song was today. I got my mind made up. You got to have a made-up mind to follow God. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to follow God today. And then tomorrow, oh, I just fornicated. I just repent. Oh, I'm going to follow. No, that's a spirit of confusion. God don't operate like that. Oh, God, I thank you. My mind's made up.
Yes.
I thank God I've been walking with him for 12 years. I don't want to change a thing. I'm sorry I'm ignorant about the facts of what's going on in the news, because when the news come on, I'm in my Bible study. I'm studying the Word of God. I believe whatever I'm supposed to hear or see, God will show it to me. So I don't really watch the news, so I don't know what's going on. I don't need no one to influence me on which way to go, because God's word says, my sheep know my voice. So if I know God's voice, I don't need man talking to me in my ear, because man will kill, steal, and destroy. We're destroying ourselves now. We're giving out shots, don't know what's in them. We don't know if this shot mixed with my high blood pressure medicine. We giving out shots. Well, we don't know if a pregnant woman should take it. Well, see, it's too many uncertainty. But with God, everything is certain. With God, everything is right. He says, walk with me, and I'll take you places that no man can show or take you. I don't have to wonder if God's here this morning, because man don't come in my room and wake up, Jerry, wake up, because even if he come and shake me, if God says my time is up, it's up. Man can't make me wake up. God wakes me up because he loved me so much. He said, this is the day that I have made. And because he made this day, I got to walk in his love. God loves us in a way man just have not even learned how to love. What a mighty good God I serve. Your mother loves you, your father loves you, but nobody can love you like Jesus. Nobody can do you like Jesus. When the world comes up against you, God will open up the sea so you can walk through it. Hallelujah, Jesus, thank you. Thank you that I don't need to show that I'm rich or I'm poor or I'm this. God says to me, come as you are. But naked you came in and naked you will go out. I don't care how many garments they have on you, the spirit is gone. So no matter if the nurse has got IV on you, if you're gone, you're gone. Man can't breathe life into you like God. So I thank God this morning for who he is and what he's doing. God, nobody can do us like you. All the money in the world cannot stop me from dying. It just can't stop it, because when God says, no man know when I'm coming, no man can stop God for his mission. He told you, this is your day. He said it. When you were born and created, before you was even created, God knew the day you were coming and the day you're going out. So he said, live every day as it is your last. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. I can't follow by, oh, that was a gun, maybe that. That's a bunch of gossip. I can't follow gossip. I'm in a new era of my life. Yes, I was this girl. People like to remind me, oh, Jerry, you used to do this, fornicate, adultery. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it used to be. Oh, Jerry, you did. Yes. I don't come here sin-free. Yes, I did a lot of things that was not of God. But before I get up every morning, I set my alarm so it would come in on what? Jesus in the Morning. What a great title. I don't want to hear what nobody says. In the middle of the man singing, I got my mind made up. My goddaughter texted me. I said, baby, I can't talk to you. Click. Because what she want to talk about is foolishness. I'm into the word right now. I don't want to hear about what your husband's doing. To click. Sorry, it's not that I'm insensitive. But I have to give God this time in the morning. Because whatever she has going on, tell God about it. He'll fix it. But you got to have a mind made up. You got to have a mind made up. Nothing else but your mind made up. First thing I got up, I got, oh, my stomach's sick. I probably shouldn't listen to the show today. That's foolishness. I made God a promise. Easter Sunday, God, starting from this day forward, before I hear any problems or do anything, it's got to be about you. If you blow breath in this body of mine, keep this heart beating, I got to give you praise and reverence and thank you for the day. Every day is a good day. Some days is better than others. We panic over the corona this and the corona. God said, I cured leprosy. Oh, this is that and this is that. God said, but I healed the blind. I made the wood lame. I saved. I can. Why are you worrying about those things when life and death is in your tongue? Please follow me. I'll supply your every need. And for this, all I want to say is thank you, Jesus, for loving a wretch like me. Thank you, Jesus. I used to sin from sun up to sundown. But you know what? At the age of 19, I had a high school diploma. God put me in a management position of managing 250 people. I'm younger than some of these people, and they're looking at me, how did she get that job? She must have been. No. God started using me at an early age, but I didn't know it. Now he's grooming me better so I can use his voice and say, God, I thank you. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the morning sun. Because even you ever notice someday in the middle of the day, it looks like a jet dog outside. That's God. Man can't turn the sun into night and the moon into light. He can't do it. He can talk about it, but he can't do anything about it. He can tell you it's going to rain, and sometimes it don't even rain. But when God says it, it's going to happen. So for that, today, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Sister Barbara. Thank you for allowing me to just tell God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our military. Thank you for our military. They're protecting our country. Thank you for our police officers. What's the first thing you do when somebody's breaking in your house? You call 911. Please, let's just try to all get on the same page. Let's let the justice system do what it does, and you need to just get on your knees and do what you need to do is tell God all about it. Thank you that somebody's son is not laying in a graveyard, but he's in jail. So what? I'd rather know that he's in jail instead of in the grave. Thank you, God. I'm sorry for the loss, but I thank God that you still protect us even when we can't protect ourselves. He lead us beside the still waters. For what? Your namesake. God, thank you. Thank you. That yay, I'm walking through the valleys of the shadows of death. I shouldn't fear no evil because thou art with me. And when God with you, no one, can do anything to you. The weapons will form, but they cannot cause you no harm. Because God told Satan that in Job. Satan, what are you looking for? I'm looking for that chariot that always praising you and shouting through the house. Oh, what are you looking for, Satan? Because I bet you if you take what she loved the most from her, she'll start cursing you, God. No, I won't, because, see, everything on earth is done by God. God is who we need to look to. Not to President Biden. We need to pray for President Biden. Not to the preacher. We need to pray for the preacher because he's still a man of the cloth. But he's still a man. We just need to start to praying because there's something wrong with the earth, God, and the earth is yours and the fullness of it. So, God, please step in and make us wise in our foolish ways. That's my prayer today, Jesus. Thank you, Sister Barbara. Amen.
God bless you this morning. God bless you. We thank God for you. Yeah, it's what we think in our minds. What has happened to our minds? It's where your mind is. What's in your mind? See, because if it's not God, then it's something else. If we don't speak with him, he'll be there, but we're not giving him what he needs to lead and guide us to move in the way that we need him. Because we're too hyped and too busy on this other stuff. Yeah, that is ridiculous. But yet, we say we believe us, but yet, we're the people of God. Yeah.
One more thing, Barbara. If we don't put ourselves in position, if we're in the wrong place, holding something look like a gun, this person is a policeman. They got a half a second to decide whether you're going to kill them or they got to kill you. Let's not put ourselves in position to be, oh, there's another killing. First of all, stop. What did Jesus say to the man when he came and got God? She's not dead. She's only asleep. We need to realize who God is and who we are. I don't think God said, what color is God's skin? It's black, yellow, white. That's what color God is. We need to stop looking at the skin color and start looking at the Heavenly Father and say, Lord, please change the situation of this earth. Heal the sickness that's on this earth. Heal the mental thoughts of our people. And take us by our hand and lead me on. That used to be a church song they say, precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. That's all I want God to do is lead and guide me. I can't listen to what the world is saying because I tell you, listen to the world, you wind up somewhere you don't want to be to go to what the Bible say. And if the Bible is not saying what you're telling me, I just go, oh, thank you. I try to be polite. But my nights, I'm sitting here reading the Bible because that's the only thing going to save me from corona, from leprosy, from whatever is going on. The Bible and Jesus is the only thing going to save me. I don't know no one that's got up on the cross and died for me but Jesus. You want me to give you my only son, God? I gave you mine. Okay, God, if you want me to give it to you, I want to be like Abraham. I want to take the lab. And we'll be back. That's what he told his people. Don't go with me. I'm taking Isaac. And we'll be back. He had enough faith to know if I'm going to sacrifice my son, God's going to either save him or he'll bring him back to me. Trust God with all your ways. Acknowledge him. Because believe this or not, Jesus always have a ram in the bush. A ram in the bush, Barbara. I don't think God just say, okay, I'm gonna let y'all kill my son and that's it. No. There's a ram in the bush. He started out with Adam and Eve. But see, Adam had dominion over the whole garden. He named that's a snake, that's a bird, that's a this and that's a that. But Adam's mind, he just allowed the world I'll say the world, fuse him. So when God came for Adam, Adam, where art thou? God knew where he was. I'm hiding, I'm naked. How you know you're naked, Adam? Oh, you went to the one thing I told you not to do, Jerry. I asked you, Jerry, not to do that, and you got to do it. God, I get up every morning and ask him, forgive me, Father. But I have sinned, not against myself. I sin against the Lord. So, God, please have mercy on me. Because for everything you do that God asks you not to do, there will be repercussions. And I don't want to have to travel back through the Red Sea again. So I don't want to start all over. I want to keep going forward, Lord. If he say, Jerry, you're going to fast for 40 days. Well, I fast for 28. Okay, Jerry, let's start back over again. I was halfway there. But that's not good enough, Jerry. I asked you for 40 days. That's not asking much. I give you 365. You can't give me 40? Jerry, I give you $100. You can't give me 10 of it?
Right.
Jerry, I gave you a good job at 19. You can't give me 10% and keep the rest? Be careful who we follow. Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. Sorry, Barbara, I interrupted again. I'm so sorry.
No, good, good. I thank you. I thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, no problem. No problem at all. Because that's what we do. I used to call it Jesus in the Morning Radio Talk Show because that's what we do. We do some talking over here. And it's good to have people have something they want to say. Yeah. And so we thank God this morning. Oh, I didn't tell him. I tell him, Brother Louis, you said, hey, Brother Jermaine. I tell him I was in another window. So listen, the studio is still open. If there's anyone yet have something they would like to say. I got to go to this one request this morning. And when we come back, we're coming back with the studio open. And if no one have anything they would like to say, I will pray us out this morning. Wait now, y'all. I know I downloaded the song, or did I? All right. I thought I downloaded it. Or I played it from another spot. All right. Let's go with this one. And the ending song would be The Request, if you don't mind.
uplifting and encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Pastor James Pinckney Jr. And Apostle James Pinckney Jr. and the Voices of Faith, You Fight On, out of the Carolinas. And I want to say happy birthday to my buddy this morning, David Jackson. God bless you this morning, buddy. Thank God you was blessed to see another year. God is faithful. God is faithful. And I'm going to make this a double whammy. I'm going to play the request when we're ending, and I'm going to dedicate this one to you this morning, buddy. And we're going from there. My buddy, David Jackson. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Rough, rugged, and real. And so I thank God for him. I'm grateful unto the Lord to have known this man. And he trusted his wife and daughter with me and his mother-in-law. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. You know, God placed people in your life that would be a blessing unto you. And today I'm just happy. I'm just happy. Hallelujah. And so we're going to this last one. And we're going to, let's pray out first. We'll pray out. And we're in with this song. And again, I'm going to dedicate this one to my buddy, David Jackson. And this is a request that was requested to be played. And she didn't get to hear it. I think it was yesterday I played it. And she hadn't come in yet. But today she's here. And she'll get a chance to hear her request here. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your word today. For your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. And forever, O God, the word is settled in heaven. And we ask you this morning to sanctify us through thy truth, for that word is truth. We thank you today. We thank you for all you've done already, what you're doing right now, and, Father, what you're going to do. And, Lord, we ask that you would stir up the gifts in us. Lord, you gave us these things before we even entered our mother's womb. And we want to work unto you while it's day, because when night come, no man can see. Do it for us today that we would be workers in the vineyard and that, God, we would rejoice in you. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise for it. And, Father, we ask in our departing this morning, every caller, every listener, those coming through the archives and the podcast, that, Father, you would bless our going out, bless our coming in, and meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. All we ask it all this morning in Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. If you don't do nothing but give a scripture out, give somebody a scripture. That's something of real quality. Hallelujah. And so happy birthday, buddy. God bless you. And this is your song this morning. Thank you.
Jesus.